To become fully alive, we need to step down from the tower of the intellect and dip our whole selves into the body, its senses, the world, and the waters of life. We need to be grounded. Hello and welcome to episode number 348 of Yoga with Melissa. Today we are going back to school with yoga, back to school yoga today. And our class today is a spare. I know it's only the second class and we're taking a spare already, but that's all right. We'd be better if we had spare first class, right? Then you get to sleep in. today's class is on grounding. And so I'm going to get you set up in a very grounding posture to begin. It's called crocodile pose. What you're going to do is lie on your belly with your forehead resting on the roof of your hands and your elbows wide. And just breathe in and out through your nose. And as you breathe in and out through your nose, feel your belly open to the ground. And just feel yourself sinking into the ground each time you breathe out. So you stay here and I will sit up and continue with the opening of our class. Make sure you stay tuned all the way to the end so I can tell you where to go and get my back to school list of the 10 essential yoga classes to get you through the back to school season. Thank you to Squeezed Yoga Clothing for my clothes today. I'm wearing a long sleeve red bamboo hoodie with the Om symbol on the front, and I'm wearing brown leggings with a vine printed on them. And thanks to Dusky Leaf for my props today. You're going to need two blocks. We will come together with the Saha Navatu mantra, or the peace mantra. Om Sahana Vavatu Sahano Bhunaktu Sahaviryam Karvavahe Tejasvina Vaditamastu Mavidvishavahe Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. So that mantra means protect us together, student and teacher. May our studies nourish us together. May we work together for the union, for the good of all. May our learning be luminous and purposeful. May we live in harmony. Peace, peace, peace be unto all. I have a testimonial for you from the first back to school yoga class from Barbara. She commented on the website. Well, Melissa, I was not looking forward to this class at all, but you did it again. I learned so much about the mechanics of breathing, the postures to aid in practicing the breath, and it came together and I enjoyed every moment of the class. It seems when I read the word beginner, I immediately think easy. Not so much. It was an informative class. and I actually needed it for myself. Thank you so much again for all your research, the information you gather, but most of all, your presentation. You certainly are a consummate professional, as well as being wonderfully quirky. That's just one of the reasons why we love you all so much. Namaste, Barbara. Okay, so thank you all so much. Thank you, Barbara, and thank you all so much for taking the time to leave your comments, whether they be on my website or SpeakPipe. I just responded to tons of SpeakPipe messages yesterday, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube. And as always, the most in-depth conversations happen in our membership community. So as you continue to lie here on your belly, breathe slowly. So breathe into your belly and really be in your physical body, experiencing your breath. Notice how your body feels as you rest against the ground here and sink into the ground. Just give yourself a little time to experience your physical body and the sensations of your body. Notice how you are feeling. Notice what it's like to sense your physical body here. And for our first movement, you're going to stay lying on your belly. Okay, so you spent some time sinking into the ground, relaxing into the ground, breathing into your belly. So now you're just going to inhale through your nose and breathe out and lengthen long through your right leg. And try and keep your body relaxed while you do this. It doesn't have to be a huge movement. And then inhale and lower your right leg down. And then breathe out and lengthen long through your left leg. And see if you can do this without tensing up your upper back and shoulders and also still maintaining your connection with the ground. And then inhale and lower. So exhale, lengthen long through your right leg. Keeping that relaxation throughout your whole body and your connection to the ground. Inhale, lower. Exhale, lengthen long through your left leg. Inhale and lower. So your legs are your connection to the ground. Also, you've got a major connection to the ground through your belly here. So this is very grounding movement. So just alternate by lengthening through one leg and the other with your exhalation. And a real focus on breathing into your belly and keeping your body as relaxed as possible. Upper back, neck, and shoulders stay relaxed. Inhale, lower. And inhale and lower. And then push yourself up onto all fours. And another major connection to the ground through your yoga is your hands. And so here on all fours, I just want you to look at your hands and feel your hands and notice their connection to the ground. So notice where they're connecting easily to the ground, and also notice where they're lifting up off the ground. Notice any points of tension on the ground. Feel that up through your wrists and your elbows and your shoulders. So just notice what the connection, felt sense of the connection between your hands and the ground are right now. We're going to do a little bit of hand yoga. We're going to actually use the ground to do our hand yoga. So you can kneel if that's easy for you. You can sit cross-legged. You could sit on a chair at a table if that's the easiest thing for you. You're going to use the ground or a table for resistance. So the first thing we're going to do is vertical splits with your hands. I feel like I'm having an unruly hair day. So what you're going to do is vertical splits with your fingers. So my index finger is forward and my middle finger goes back. It's like we're doing gymnastics for our fingers. And if you're feeling it, you're doing it. You don't have to overdo it. Just getting a stretch in our fingers. Adding some mobility to our fingers. And then you're going to do that the other way so that your index finger goes back and your middle finger goes forward. So you're doing the splits between your first two, vertical splits between your first two fingers the other way. So breathe right into your fingers. As you inhale, imagine sending your breath down your fingers. As you exhale, feel your breath coming up your arms. Okay, now we're going to do vertical splits between your middle finger and your ring finger. So your middle finger will be forward and your ring finger will go back. So I'm breathing along my fingers as I inhale and exhale. I'm imagining inhale, exhale. Just imagining that breath sweeping along my fingers. So breath is prana and energy, and wherever you imagine the prana to go, it will flow. So it's helpful to imagine breathing along your fingers. Okay, then we're going to do vertical splits in these fingers going the opposite way. So now your middle finger is going to go back and your ring finger is going to come forward. Sending your breath along the fingers. And if it's too much, remember, you're in charge. You get to do less. And then we're going to move along to the last one. So ring finger forward, baby finger back. Vertical splits between your ring finger and your baby finger. Breathe along your fingers. And then switch directions. So your baby finger is going to come forward and your ring finger is going to come back. Okay, and then between your thumb and your index finger. Okay, so then let's just check in with that before we do some of the other movements I'm going to do. So take your hands underneath your shoulders and your knees underneath your hips again, and just see if that changes the way your hands are resting on the ground, if there's any more ease through your hands on the ground, up through your wrists and your shoulders. Okay, so if anything, that just heightened the tension in my right hand. That hasn't really helped me yet. It felt really good. Okay, so now we're going to do horizontal splits. So you're going to turn your... Maybe I'll turn this way. That might be helpful, huh? So horizontal splits between your fingers. So between your first and second finger. And then move to your second and third fingers, horizontal splits. Relax your shoulders, relax your spine, relax your belly. And then ring finger and baby finger. Okay, and then shake that out. Let's check in with our hands again underneath our shoulders and see if that made a difference. So that one actually feels better. I had a feeling that might feel a little better. Okay, so that one, my hands are actually more relaxed on the ground, more connection to the earth. And then I have one more for you. This one is you cross your fingers over. So you know when you... but this is like that superstition where you say, oh, I'm not lying or something. Yeah. Or you cross your fingers because you hope something's going to come true or something. There's a few, you do this for a few reasons when you're a kid. Okay, then you cross your fingers the other way. And actually, so this is really interesting because this way... So this is, gets into the joints of your hands. Imagine it's more beneficial if you have arthritis. And you can use your thumb to help with this. Okay, then you're going to move to your middle fingers. I know, it's actually really tricky. Tim's trying to do it now. So now we're getting into the joints of our hands. And then cross them the other way. So you really are only used to crossing them one way. This could be brain yoga. Come on. There. It's very good for the joints. I'm really curious to see what this feels like afterwards. I think I would have checked that out before. Okay, then ring and baby finger. And then cross the baby finger over the ring finger and use your thumb to hold it. Oh my gosh. Can you make it happen on your left hand? left hand. Did you do it on your left hand? Put it in front of the camera then. You show how to do it. My left hand. It's like my pinky's not long enough or something. Tim can do it. See? Tim's on camera. Okay, then shake it out. Okay, now let's see how that feels on the ground. Oh, wow. I knew that was going to feel good. The joints are all loosened up. So see how that feels better. Okay, so your hands are another connection to the ground, another connection point. Your hands, your bellies, and your feet. So now let's connect your feet to the ground. So we'll do foot yoga. Take your feet out long in front of you. You can use your hands to as a post behind you, especially now that you've got that connection to the ground. You're going to curl your toes forward first and then bring them back. And then your whole foot forward and your whole foot back. It's better to do this on a not very sticky yoga mat. This is dusky leaf rubber mat is so sticky. So see how my feet just stick to it? There's no give to it. And circle your heels. Usually it's a good thing. You want your yoga mat to be really sticky. And then circle it the other way. And then you're going to cross one leg over and you're going to circle your ankle again. And then you put your fingers between your toes. And you bend your toes forward and back and side to side and you circle them. And then you rub the bottom of your foot. And this just opens up all the energy channels on the bottom of your foot. Feel the difference between your two feet. And then we'll do the other foot. Circle your foot. Circle the other way. Okay, and put your fingers between your toes. And bend your toes forward and back. Side to side. And circle. And then rub the bottom of your foot. Okay, so now that you've woken up all the energy channels in your hands and your feet, we're going to come into downward facing dog and feel the connection between your feet and your hands and the ground. So you're going to earth between your hands and your feet in downward facing dog. Okay, hands are underneath your shoulders, knees are underneath your hips. You're going to curl your toes under, stretch out the necks of your toes. You might even want to reach back and lengthen out your baby toes. And then inhale here. And exhale, come into downward facing dog. Feel your connection to the ground between your hands and your feet. And also breathe into your belly. And then you're going to lower down and come to a comfortable seated position. Okay, we're going to do the Avahana Mudra today, which is very grounding and centering. There's two steps to this mudra. One is the setup, and then the second part is to sit with it, which we'll do for the teachings today. So the first part is you raise your hands in front of your face and you place your pinky fingers together, your baby fingers together, and then you take your thumb to the base of your ring finger, to the base of your fourth finger. You spread all your fingers and then you lower that down to your lap. Okay, it's just like a setup. and it's very grounding and centering. So you'll sit like this. You want to sit in a way that is relaxed so that your knees are lower than your hips. You want to I just learned the most amazing way of where to place your hands this week. So if you just lower your hands down by the side of your body so that your arms are relaxed, then notice where your hands are there. That should be where your hands are resting on your legs. So if you notice, that moved my hands back a good probably 4 inches. We tend to reach forward with our hands. That's part of the reaching that we do in our culture into the future all the time. So this, rest your hands on the ground, then your shoulders will be completely relaxed. Bring your hands up onto your lap, and then you're not going to be creating tension in your shoulders too. So that's my little update for your seated position with your mudras this week. We'll go over other parts of your seating another time because this is only an hour-long class. Okay, so close your eyes. Allow yourself to be alert but relaxed. And breathe in and out through your nose. We resist embodiment. And we remain outside our embodied experience. We are disassociated from our bodies, their sensations, aliveness, pain, joy, and pleasure. I couldn't help but to think when I was preparing for this class about the summer with the explosion of Pokemon Go. And in a lot of ways, it took a lot of gamers outside. But when I watched them walking around, and they were walking, I will give you that, but they looked like floating heads attached to screens, even though they were moving in their bodies. And you can argue with me about that if you want, but just the way they were moving around, it looks, there's this head moving with the screen. That's what it looks like to me, hunting for their next acquisition. And I think in a lot of ways in our culture, our energy is recoiled into our heads for completely cerebral experiences. We spend a lot of time on social media, scrolling. That's part of the hunt, looking for the next thing that's going to give us delight, something that we can share with somebody else. Rather than being in our own experience and in our own sensation, whether that be our own fear, our own worry, our own bodily experience, but we're checking out a lot of the time. We're looking to be distracted. We're looking to be entertained. And it's our energy just goes up into our head. The experience is no different as we head back to school and our energy goes into intellectual pursuits or back to work, back to business. And it's just this continuous trying to control our lives from our heads. The two things that people request most from me is yoga to help them focus and yoga for anxiety. And these two requests suggest to me that we are not in our bodies and we are not connected to our embodied experience. We're scattered, we're spaced out, we're in our heads, and we're ungrounded. Being grounded means to fully inhabit your body. It's an openness to your embodied sensations. And grounding asks us to step away from our mental distraction to the embodied sense, immediacy of the present moment. Letting go of chronic tension in our physical bodies and feeling our connection with the earth will help us disconnect with mental diarrhea and drama and to connect to embodied sensations. So today we're doing that through our hands, our feet, and our belly. Our hands are our grip on reality. Our feet are a connection to the earth and literally the ground we stand on. And our belly is our belly is our center of gravity. So reflect on these teachings and how they relate to you and your life, and what it is you'd like to receive from this class today. What do you want to create, sustain, or release in your life, and how can this class help you to do that? Okay, and then we're going to come back into Adho Mukha Svanasana, downward facing dog. Feel your connection to the ground through your feet and your hands again. Feel the experience of your physical body. And then I want you to take your two blocks and place them at the top of your mat. And put your left foot in the center of the space between your blocks. Curl your back right toes under. Inhale here. And exhale, straighten out both legs until both legs are straight. And you can move your back leg in as much as you need to straighten out both legs. And here, feel your connection between your feet and the ground. And also feel both legs reaching into the ground. So this is a really grounding pose. And then inhale and bend both your knees. Switch the leg that's in front. Take a deep breath in. Exhale, straighten out both legs again. Relax your shoulders. And then bend your knees and walk your feet forward. Going to make your way up to standing, bring one of the blocks with you. And from standing, we're going to do chair pose to really connect to your legs and the ground again. So I like to use the block for chair pose for good alignment between your ankles, knees, and hips. So for chair pose, you're gonna sit back into your glutes. So inhale here, and exhale, you're going to sit down, down, down into your glutes. And then you can slowly come up to standing. And take the block and put it down. And we'll take your legs wide, turn your toes out, and we're gonna keep sinking into your legs to feel your connection to the earth. Bring your arms up, spread your fingers wide, and exhale, sink straight down for Utkatasana. And then sink through your heels and slowly come up. Feel your legs. And let's just give them a little shake out. And then we'll stretch our legs out. So take your legs wide, your toes point forward. Roll your pelvis over your leg bones. Lift in, spread your hip bones wide. And lengthen your spine long towards the ground. Let the crown of your head drop towards the ground. So let there just be total ease here. And feel as much of your foot connecting with the ground as you can here as well. And then you're going to roll your pelvis over your leg bones to come back up to standing. And we're going to come down and do some bridge pose, but I think I'm going to move my mat for better lighting. Okay, so you're going to sit down on your mat. Lie down on your back. And you'll need a block, so put the block between your knees. And the block is just because people's knees go way out to the side because of weak inner thighs. So you could use a pillow or something else instead as well. You're going to press down through your feet and lift your hips off the ground. So this is just to connect your feet to the ground again and to remind you that you have a body and legs. I think you're going to remember you have legs tomorrow after this class. It's kind of, I was thinking about, because I called this class a spare, but it's kind of a misrepresentation of this class in some ways because it's not really like a spare. Like, it's not like we're doing nothing. It's quite a lot of efforting for a spare is what I'm thinking. And then you can inhale and lower down. You can take the block. Actually, we're going to keep the block between our knees. We're going to do a recline twist here. So we'll just stay right here. You'll press into your feet. Lift your hips and take them over to the right side of your mat. And then take your knees over to the left side of your mat. So we'll just do the recline twist right here. It's a nice twist to keep your connection with the ground. Breathe into your belly and feel your whole back body sinking into the ground. And then we'll come back to the center. Bring your knees back to the center. Press into your feet. Untuck your hips. Give your spine a chance to unwind. Feel your whole back body sinking into the ground. And then press into your feet again. Lift your hips. Take them over to the left side of your mat. And lower your knees over to the right side of your mat. Each breath out, let your back body sink into the ground more, breathing into your belly. And then come back to the center, press into your feet, untuck your hips, allow your spine to unwind. And then from here, you're going to roll to your side and roll all the way over. If you have any issues with child's pose, you're going to take knee to chest pose here to end. And just to make it more relaxing, you're going to cross your arms and create a sling here so that you're doing like a reclined child's pose. Otherwise, you're going to roll over. And we're going to do child's pose as our final grounding pose today. So open your knees to make space for your belly in this pose so you can really breathe into your belly. Lie with your arms forward, but elbows relax so there's no tension in your shoulders. Your head is resting on the ground, so there's that point of relaxation on your third eye. Your marma point there is being massaged. Breathe into your belly and low back. And then from here, I'm going to get you to make your way slowly into Shavasana. So lying on your back to receive your practice. So you can either lie with your palms turned up beside you, or you can, I think pine needles keep falling on my face, yeah, okay. Or you can rest your palms on your belly. This is a little, I find a little more grounding with your hands on your belly. You can rest here and I'm going to sit up and read you a poem. This poem is called Grace by Wendell Berry. And it feels like a really good poem for Spectacle Lake. It's only slightly related to our theme of grounding, but now that we're here filming at Spectacle Lake, it feels more appropriate. The wood is shining this morning, red, gold, and green. The leaves lie on the ground or fall, or hang full of light in the air still. Perfect in its rise and in its fall, it takes the place it has been coming to forever. It has not hastened here or lagged. See how surely it has sought itself, its roots passing lordly through the earth. See how without confusion it is all that it is, and how flawless its grace is. Running or walking, the way is the same. Be still. Be still. So reflect back on your experience of this class on grounding today. And notice what stands out for you, what seems most important. And what's one small thing you're going to take with you off your mat and into your life? And gradually allow your breath to deepen. Wiggle your fingers and your toes. Bend your knees. Roll to your right side. And slowly make your way up to seated. We'll finish our practice with our Lokha Samasta Sukhino Bhavantu mantra, making space with breath and a sigh. Lokha Samasta Sukhino Bhavantu. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. May all beings be happy and free, and may the thoughts, words, and actions of my own life contribute in some way to the happiness and freedom for all. Thank you so much for joining us for episode 348 of Yoga with Melissa. If you like today's show, then please give it a thumbs up. If you know somebody who would enjoy the show, then feel free to share it with them. We appreciate that very much. We put out a new show every single Friday, and at, sorry, honey, at 9 a.m. Pacific. And if you're new to this channel, subscribe and then it will show up in your feed at that time. I want to thank you for your donations, Donna, Sean, Viola, and Ricky Ann. Your donations help us to pay for the expenses associated with producing this show, from batteries for my mic pack to medical tape to keep my headset from falling all over the place, to putting gas in the car to drive to gorgeous locations like Spectacle Lake. So this is about a 35 to 45 minute drive from Victoria. As well as internet provider fees for uploading really huge video files and the costs associated with backing up our video files. So we really appreciate your support. If you'd like to make a donation to this free show and all the costs associated with it, then you can click here to donate. And you can also donate of your time, and you can donate of your time by posting in the comments. So today's question for the comments is, what movement helped you to feel the most connected to the earth today? And what movement helped you to feel the most grounded today? Let me know in the comments. I'd love to have your feedback on that. And if you would like my back-to-school list of my 10 essential yoga classes to get you through the back-to-school season, then go to melissawest.com/348. The show notes for that, scroll down, there'll be an opt-in box. Put in your email address and we'd be happy to send that to you. I know one of my leaders, Allison, said she got that list and she really liked it. So let me know if you like the list too, if you're getting it. Today we focused on grounding, and we have two fabulous value-added grounding classes in our membership community, and probably lots more than that. I didn't even look. We probably have like a whole playlist on grounding in our membership community. But this keeps trying to go to, I keep pressing the link by mistake. Anyway, the two classes are Yoga for Grounding. And in our membership community, I know it's like I've just done a class on Yoga for Grounding, but in our membership community, I always go a lot more in depth and give a lot of things. Like I do a lot of moves that I never give away here in the free area. So I always go a lot more in depth, and I always do stuff that is just a lot more value added that I don't do here. So here I do like strictly yoga poses, and I don't really expand on that too much. But in the yoga community, I go a lot more deeper. I bring the most leading edge movement, research, and did I say more deeper? That's why you're laughing, right? Yeah. That makes me look really professional. Anyway, the point is they get a lot of stuff that isn't out here in the free area. More deeper. Jeez. And then there's a Yoga for Anxiety class too. And that class has a lot of grounding movements in as well. Those two classes are two of our, I think I have a top 10 list in our community, and I believe both those classes are on our top 10 list as well. So if you'd like to have access to those, I'll put them in the show notes. If you're a member, you then you can click on them, and also you can become a member here as well. So I'm sending you much love from beautiful British Columbia. May your joy be as deep as our Pacific Ocean. There's another one of those beetles we saw on the way in. They're certainly healthy looking here. I just hope you have as good a day as the beetles are having here at Spectacle Lake. May your joy be as deep as our Pacific Ocean. May you be as grounded as the trees in our forest. May you be as strong as our mountains. Om Shanti, Namaste.
Melissa would love to hear your questions and thoughts. Please leave your comments below the video. Thank you for your reviews on iTunes and YouTube. Your reviews help us to share yoga and a yoga lifestyle with others around the world. If you have a question for Melissa, you can leave a voice message at melissawest.com, and Melissa may answer it in an upcoming blog.